light on, check it out. I went to the pet store today and ta-da, he's an axolotl salamander. He'll eat worms, insects, and some fish. And I'll keep him in an aquarium on my desk. Isn't he cute?
He sure is, Yael. But I thought axolotls only lived in Lake Xochimilco, Mexico City. In fact, they're a critically endangered species. In the past 20 years, their numbers have plummeted, with only a few hundred left.
And that's true for axolotls in the wild. But there's a huge population in captivity. In aquariums, you'll often see ones like mine, usually about 6 inches long, white, with pink feathery gills sticking out from the back of the head, and with mouths that always seem to be smiling. In Lake Xochimilco, though, they're usually a mottled black or brown.
The ones that are left, anyway. Their habitat is shrinking since development of Mexico City has drained or polluted their waters. Plus, invasive species like carp and tilapia are eagerly hunting axolotls for a quick dinner.
Which is a serious problem for researchers, since axolotls are important in labs. They have the incredible ability to regenerate not just severed limbs, but damaged organs, parts of the eye, and even some of their brain. Scientists use these salamanders to study the body's ability to repair itself. But inbreeding in lab stock has led to limited genetic diversity. And with so few wild axolotls, we're not sure how to diversify the captive population.
Well, I'm happy your pet has a new home, but it sounds like we're running out of time to save the wild axolotl.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.